It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I am having some sort of situation, and I am asking for you two and the good people of Sacramento to give me a little bit of grace and a little bit of sensitivity.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't, I'm going to get mad.
Okay.
What happened?
I have used the exact same deodorant for at least a decade, and my armpits have just decided we are done with that deodorant. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know how to check my pH levels, but they just started a burning.
And they burning.
Yes,
I thought you were going to say that the deodorant doesn't work anymore.
Yeah,
no. That's never been an issue.
Okay, did you shave your armpits?
No.
Okay,
but they are red, and they are not red, pink, and they sting and stuff like that. So I have not been using deodorant.
Oh.
This is now. Stop it, I said.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
I am looking for grace sensitivity.
Right. I forgot.
I am now on day two.
Okay.
And I feel like this is the begin. Day one, with no deodorant, you're allowed to still kind of coast on what was left.
Okay.
2 days, I'm on the edge of the cliff now. Still pink, still stingy. But I have a feeling that this is the day where it is just gonna, my luck is gonna run out.
Well, and especially in this weather.
Exactly. And if I'm gonna start stinking
while I am. Right, sensitivity. I keep forgetting.
If I start to stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need everybody to just be okay with it for now. For now.
Okay.
Why don't we figure the problem so we don't have to get to that point?
Okay. I would love to, but what are we, scientists?
Well, here's, I think, the problem. I think perhaps you are asking for something that you have not been willing to give.
This is different. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the time that your clothes smelled for a really long time.
Okay, wasn't a really long time.
So long.
See, here we go.
That was because of misuse of a washing machine and you smelled like mildew.
Okay, how was I to know that if you have a front-loading washing machine, you can't close the door all the time? It feels like it's a part of the package,
closing
the door.
It should. But it is what they say. If you've got a front-loading washing machine, you can't shut the door.
You gotta let it air out.
This, what I'm experiencing, is a disability.
Okay.
And I am covered by the Disabilities of America Act, or whatever that act is called.
Okay.
It's me and the physically disabled. And mentally.
Okay.
Am I going through the change?
Well, I thought you were going to say your deodorant has stopped working. Mm-mm. In that you put it on and you smell, and I was going to say, well,
yeah.
Sounds like perimenopause.
No, No, I've never had a problem with this up until now.
Well, it's probably just because you're sweaty and you're working out a whole bunch.
I've been doing that for years.
Is it a new deodorant?
Huh?
Is it a new one?
No.
He started by saying...
Don't. I'm just finding solutions, okay? Don't come at me. I don't want a smelly Gavin because it stinks.
I don't want a smelly Gavin.
Right.
I don't want to smell. I am just saying... Do I go the all natural organic route?
Those don't work.
I know they don't. And even if they do work, you don't smell like deodorant.
Okay.
You smell like you rubbed ginger root under your arm or something like that.
What if you get that Lumi stuff that women put on their crotch?
We do have commercials for it
right.
every 5 seconds on this radio station, which makes me think, what is happening? Why are we all stinking so bad? But maybe it was a premonition. Maybe all this time, the signs were there. Gavin, you got to start Lumi-ing your body.
Okay. Now we know. They're just a little in your butt cheeks. That's what they say.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065 and said, you're having an allergic reaction. But why?
No,
can you have an allergic reaction out of nowhere?
Yeah, Kevin just became lactose intolerant.
Yes,
I don't think it wasn't overnight.
Well,
I think we finally figured it out.
He went at least... a couple decades without it.
That's true. All right, so maybe now I have it. Well, then what do I do?
They said you could rub tea tree oil.
What is that?
You've never done tea tree oil?
Okay.
It's all natural, and I use it for my blemishes.
Well, it works. Doesn't seem to be going so well.
Ew.
I wish everybody could have seen me because I shot Katie a look with I'm not allowed to say it. I can't say it. He's going to be me. Say, Gavin, you're a bully. So, Katie, you say it. Don't worry, Kevin. My armpit stinks. So you'll have...
Right. Everybody's struggling, okay?
See, right? Text into 909-1065. Please help me.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She took all last week off, but did that make her rusty? We're about to find out on
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
What do you think?
A little bit. I'm feeling like I don't remember how to do my job sometimes.
Well, this might be your lucky day, Ricky. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You are caller 17. You get to take her on in a battle of the wits. I have 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We had a great time at Sky River Casino. We played Are You Smarter Than Kevin? That was crazy. That was so much fun.
Questions, oh my God.
Kevin says they were too hard. I got mixed bag. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. And anyway, though... Ricky, Katie's going to leave the studio, and I am going to ask you these 5 questions. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville, and they've got their own trivia night every single Tuesday at the Blue Oaks location. I recommend checking that out. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Jelly Roll's a big fan of professional wrestling, and he got to live out his dream by getting in the ring and being part of a match. He went against a wrestler named Austin Theory, and Jelly Roll put him in a chokehold and slammed him down during the match. What is not a wrestling move? A moonsault, a camel clutch, or a stink fist?
The first one.
All right. That would be moonsault. Question 2. Deadpool and Wolverine was the #1 movie of the weekend again, but it's having an unexpected effect. There is now renewed pressure on NSYNC to have a reunion after the movie opens with an amazing fight scene set to Bye Bye Bye. True or false, Justin Timberlake has faced no consequences from his DWI.
True.
Question 3. 3 of the 9/11 hijackers, which have been rotting at Guantanamo Bay this whole time, struck a plea deal that would have them avoid the death penalty. However, the Secretary of Defense revoked that offer. Spell Guantanamo.
Shoot.
Are you gonna start it or?
G-U-A-N-T-A-N-A-M-O.
All righty. Question four. Adele just started her new residency at a theater made just for her in Munich, and she already stopped the show in the middle of it. But it was to watch Sha'Carri Richardson race in the Olympics. She played it live on the big screens and gave commentary while on stage. What got Sha'Carri Richardson banned from the last Olympics?
I think it was marijuana.
All righty. And question five, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to be teaming up for another movie together based on the true story of Hulk Hogan's lawsuit against the website Gawker. Matt Damon will play conservative billionaire Peter Thiel, who paid Hogan's legal bills, and Ben Affleck will play Hulk Hogan. Hogan won $110 million in that lawsuit, but if his lawyer took 20%, what was he left with?
$88 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Bring her back in here. Ricky, where are we off to today?
We are off to work this morning.
And where is that?
I do pest management.
Oh!
Not for fast action, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fun.
What
cool.
did they say?
He does pest control, but not for fast action.
You guys just pest. Official pest prevention.
Sorry.
You're talking about official. Got
okay.
it. Yeah. All right. Okay.
My bad.
No, that's totally fine. All right. Ricky's on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Jelly Roll, big professional wrestling fan. Probably could have guessed that. And he got to live out his dreams by getting in the ring and going up against a wrestler named Austin Theory. Okay. And Jelly Roll put him in a chokehold and slammed him down during the match.
Wow.
Why are wrestlers called Austin Theory now? Like, they're just their names? It seems like Jelly Roll is a wrestler name.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is all news to me that they go by their real name now.
Steve Austin, John Cena.
And so, well, Steve Austin was quite a while ago, so it doesn't
seem
like a recent
thing. That's what I'm talking about. It's been...
I have to tell you, I don't care.
I'm just saying, bring back Junkyard Dog and Undertaker. What is not a wrestling move? Moonsault, Camel Clutch, or Stink Fist?
I'm going to hope it's Stink Fist.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Question two, Deadpool and Wolverine, number one movie of the weekend again. But it's doing something that nobody expected. It is putting renewed pressure on NSYNC to have a reunion after everybody got excited when the movie opens with an amazing fight scene set to Bye Bye Bye.
Really?
And a really good dance routine, too. Uh-huh. That is not Ryan Reynolds doing the Bye 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 dance while he kills all those guys.
Right.
It was somebody else. Kevin found him on Instagram.
I forgot his name, but he popped up on my Instagram, and he is ripped.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. True or false, Justin Timberlake has faced no consequences for his DWI.
I mean, he was arrested, so I'm going to say...
After the arrest.
I assume false.
Yep.
I don't...
He had his license revoked.
Really?
Suspended. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Already?
The difference is. Yeah.
He hasn't gone to court yet.
It just happened. And they put
Maybe
a gag order on
court.
Him. They put a gag order on him, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Question three. Three of the 9/11 hijackers, which have been rotting at Guantanamo Bay this whole time, struck a plea deal that would have them avoid the death penalty, but the Security of Defense revoked that offer.
Security or secretary?
Secretary.
Yeah.
Spell Guantanamo.
Oh, God. G-U-A-N-T-A-N-A-M-O?
Yeah, that's it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Guantanamo. Question four. Adele already started her new residency at a theater that was made just for her in Munich, but she's already stopping the show in the middle of it. This time it was to watch Sha'Carri Richardson race in the Olympics. She played it live on the big screens and she gave her commentary while she watched. She's obsessed with the Olympics.
Okay.
What got Sha'Carri Richardson banned from the last Olympics?
Weed.
Yep. Cannabis. Yeah. And question five, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to be teaming up for another movie. This one's going to be that true story when Hulk Hogan sued Gawker. Mm. Do you remember that? Over his sex tape and stuff like that?
And SpongeBob was, no, SpongeBoy.
What? Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge.
The Love Sponge was involved,
SpongeBoy.
Right?
Yeah, a morning radio show was involved, yeah. Matt Damon is going to play conservative billionaire Peter Thiel, who paid all of Hogan's legal bills. And Ben Affleck is going to play Hulk Hogan. Wow. Hogan won $110 million in that lawsuit.
Okay.
But if his lawyer took 20%, what was he left with?
God.
Oh, boy.
$1.1
million. Oh.
$88 million. Mm. Really close on that. Ricky, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, final score. You got 3, Katie got 4.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, she is back.
Woo!
She is back. Unbelievable. Listen, you can take the game away from her, but you can't take the game out of the girl.
Oh, you want to try again?
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's it.
No.
Security of defense. All right, Ricky, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. But hopefully, you had a good time.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, we have tickets to go see 21 Pilots. They are coming to the Golden One Center. And my computer mouse is so far away from me. And they are going to be the Golden One Center on August 25th. Have you heard their new song yet?
Uh-huh.
Kevin and I are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And we are going to be playing the game Describe in 5 for tickets. And caller 17 is Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
All right. So have you ever heard us play Describe in 5 before?
I believe I have.
Was that a sneeze?
No, I had a cough. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Don't worry. We cough, too.
I don't have a cough button on my end.
Yeah. All right. So the way that it works is Katie is going to give you 5 things, and these 5 things all have something to do with each other. One category. It's your job to come up with what that category is after she reads all 5, and you get 10 seconds to do it. All right?
Okay. Okay.
Think you can handle it?
I'll give it my best. I just woke up. We'll see what happens.
No, all right.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Madonna, George Michael, The Talking Heads, Paula Abdul, Bobby Brown. What is the category?
Musicians? Singers?
More specific.
Solo artists?
No.
Grammy winners?
Musicians that had huge popularity in the 80s.
Oh, geez.
That was
really? Madonna, George Michael, Talking Heads, Paula Abdul, Bobby Brown?
I probably would have gone with the 80s right off the bat, but all right, that's fine. Okay. We're going to give you another round, okay?
We're going to go a little easier.
I appreciate that.
That one was... He just woke up. He just woke up, Katie.
I know. I love that you just write first thing in the morning. Call the wake-up call.
Here we go.
No coffee, no nothing.
Not even coffee.
Okay, then I will.
Give him a not even coffee one.
Okay. T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Mint, Boost. What is the category?
Cell phone carriers.
Very good.
Good. Right. There we go. We're back on top.
Okay.
You got one point. There we go. All right.
Okay. Here we go. My car wouldn't start. The line at Starbucks was too long. Traffic. Kevin wrote these down. I don't know what this is.
I'm pissed.
Flat tire.
To give your boss your light?
Sure. Yes.
Oh, boy. We
what
didn't even
What does that say?
Dog ran outside.
dog. What did he actually write?
Couldn't tell.
You can't read his handwriting?
It says dog ran outside.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Great.
He got that one right.
Okay. Yes, he did. Yeah. Two. You need one more point, and these tickets are yours to go see 21 Pilots. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Durin, Jack, Dragon, Logan, Rambutan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the category?
What?
Can we get those one more time?
Yes. Durin, Jack, Dragon, Logan, Rambutan.
What was that?
Exotic fruits.
Exotic fruits.
I knew what Durin was.
One? I never caught that.
Durin.
That's the only one I know.
The smelliest fruit in the world.
Well, I had to drop the word fruit because it was jackfruit.
Well,
dragon
that's what it's
fruit.
Called.
Oh. Well, that would have been a dead giveaway.
Oh, he didn't get it.
No, he didn't because you had to drop the word fruit from the. It's like.
Let's just give him the tickets.
All right. You just win the tickets. Dog all ran right. outside. We'll just dog say the dog outside. Ran outside.
That's why sometimes you are late.
21 Pilots are going to be at the Golden One Center on August 25th. Stay on hold, and we are going to hook you up with a pair of tickets for it. It's going to be a great show. Honestly, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
You got
You're
it.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
Sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What is your first world problem? We are looking for the funniest and the pettiest and the smallest problems that you have. For first world problems, you can call or text us to 916-909-1065, 909-1065 right now. Before we even get into mine, I want to read one that I saw on that was texted in that was so funny. My first world problem is, and you have to say it like this too, by the way. My only stuffed animal choices for a game I played at the fair was either a frog with crooked eyes or a fish, so I had to take the googly-eyed frog. Keep them coming in. 916-909-1065. You can call us, too. Do you want me to go first?
No, I want to go first because mine is a real problem.
All right.
Oh.
The massage feature on my adjustable frame mattress stopped working. So now I can raise my head and I can raise my feet, but I cannot massage either.
Do you think that those actually work, though? It's just like a vibrating feature,
it's
though.
It's how I go to sleep at night.
Oh, boy.
I have to put that thing on and it lulls me to sleep like a tiny baby.
Another text message we got in. I'm pregnant and women's clothes sizes are pissing me off because not a single article of my clothing fits the same. I need to buy clothes, but I can't figure out what size I need to squeeze my belly in. That actually sounds like a real problem.
Actually.
Here's mine. Okay. And I understand how this sounds, but we're talking about first world problems. My energy bill was too high. It was a staggeringly high amount. I've never paid that much for 1 month of utilities in the city of Roseville. And I called them and I said, this can't be right. And they said, well, you're consuming a lot of energy. And I said, I know that.
Okay, that doesn't feel like a first world problem. It feels like a problem. You don't have enough money.
It's a first world problem because she goes, you could turn your air conditioning up a little bit or down a little bit and you could maybe just use less electricity. I said, it's hot out.
That's not how we do first world problems.
It needs to be something
a lot more frivolous.
I mean, this is pretty frivolous because I know how to save money on my electrical bill.
Well, yeah, but it's also
I'm
like
just not going to do this. Kevin, what's yours?
I have to buy a Wi-Fi extender because my Wi-Fi doesn't go to my kitchen.
I didn't think that was even possible.
I know, right?
Okay, so we put this up on Facebook. Stephanie said, I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat, but I can't find anything to watch.
That's great.
Rihanna said, Verizon doesn't even have the phone I want in stock.
I like it when people go, they don't even have the phone color I want.
Yeah.
And then we take it and put a phone case right on it anyway.
Tim said the Starbucks app was down for a full day. Beth said, I ate dinner at 3 p.m. and just now I'm starting to feel hungry at real people dinner time.
Why does she eat dinner at 3 p.m.?
I don't know, maybe she's eating with an old person.
Oh my God.
April said, I bought a brand new car and the cup holders won't hold my 40-ounce Stanley. And my favorite one was from Yona. I grabbed the wrong yogurt cup and I got peach and I wanted berry.
This one, I hate that my laundry room is in the garage and not my house.
Oh my God. My laundry room is downstairs and I feel like I should just burn the house to the ground.
Keep first world problems coming in to 916-909-1065.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want you to participate in this because We need you to settle a fight between Katie and her husband. 916-909-1065 is our phone number. You can call or text us. We prefer it if you called. 909-1065. What are you guys fighting about, Katie?
Okay. I would like to play with the girls in the front yard. We don't have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very, very warm outside. So we have like a splash pad thing. You hook a hose to it and water spits up, but it fills up a little bit and the girls have a great time in it. Our backyard doesn't drain super well. And so it becomes this very watery, muddy pit relatively quickly. So my thinking is, why wouldn't we just put the splash pad on the driveway, which is obviously at an angle? The water can just run down into the gutter, or even we have kind of like a side yard, you know, on one side of our front yard.
Yes.
We could even put it there and they could play in the grass there. Then the backyard isn't filling up with mud. My husband doesn't think we should be playing in the front yard where everybody can see us.
And what's his reasoning for that?
He hasn't really given a reason.
I can give a reason.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
I can't fully explain why.
Well,
I can't fully explain why. It's just trashy.
Well, what is trashy about that?
I can't fully
then
explain
that. Then it doesn't count. You need to try.
There's just something about people who play in the front yard. It's just weird.
It is weird, but I'm deciding that it shouldn't be. Because why? Because why?
Because
people can see me. People, who cares? If I go to Sunsplash, people can see me.
But that's different. It's not a yard. You've got a backyard for a reason. That backyard is privacy, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
What do I why do we need privacy for the kids to play in the splash pad?
Nobody wants to see your kids splashing around.
Then don't look. Watch your own kids.
No, if you put something in the front yard, it's because I want everybody to see. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Look at our splash.
I just explained to you very clearly why I want to do it in the front yard. And it is a very legitimate reason, I believe.
Okay, but if that's the case, and we've got phone calls, but you call us or text us, 909-1065. If you want to back Katie up too as well, if that's the case, and this is going to make it somewhat trashier, you have to put a sign up that says, we can't be in the backyard. There's too much mud.
I'm not going to put signs up.
You have to explain to people why you're in the front yard, not the backyard.
I don't.
Especially if it's a valid reason, because that is a valid reason.
Okay, I do want people to know it's a valid reason.
Oh, the guy hung up. Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Do we know what he was going to say?
He was going to say backyard. He was going to say you got to keep all of... Let me paint you this picture, okay?
Oh, my God.
How about this? We have a bunch of people over for a barbecue.
Yeah.
And we do it all in the front yard.
Oh, boy.
I'm out there in the front yard grilling. We've set up a picnic table in the front yard.
Why not? I don't have any problem with that.
It's weird.
Yeah. Okay. It's like you're starting a block party but not inviting anyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but if two neighbors do that together, it's perfectly fine. When I lived in Lincoln, we used to sit out in the front with the kids playing all the time. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, kids playing in the front yard is what we used to do before we had screens.
Somebody just said, they texted in to 909-1065. We all grew up playing in the front yard of our homes back in the day, specifically having fun running through sprinklers,
drinking out of the hose. Did you go from backyard to backyard with your friends? No,
but it's not back then anymore. You know, we do have screens.
You know, I keep hearing a little slogan, and now I'm starting to understand what it means. And that slogan is "Make America Great Again." Uh-huh. Okay? Uh-huh. And maybe that's what Donald Trump is talking about. Because
front yard play?
Yeah. Because that is something in our past that we've gotten away from. That, you know what? Maybe Maybe he's right.
This is a difference. Somebody texted in, and I did have this thought as a defense for you. Somebody said on text message, it's only trashy in California. In Wisconsin, we don't have fences. There's no privacy in the backyard, so there's no difference between hanging out in the backyard or the front yard. And I grew up exactly the same way in Pennsylvania. There are no fences separating people's land. It's just one big everything, and then there are houses there. But that text message started, it's only trashy in California, implying it is still trashy in California. Maybe,
but also there, I hear a lot of, but we can't explain why.
Somebody said, I think it's big ghetto to hang out in the front yard.
Excuse me.
916-909-1065. Finally, somebody to back you up. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
What do you do in the front yard that you think should be acceptable?
I just had my grandkids here visiting, and my backyard is a total, I'll be nice, it's a hot mess.
Okay.
So they played in the sprinklers in the front yard, and my neighbors all commented that they thought it was the sweetest thing they'd seen in a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you live in a 50-plus community?
No, no, I don't.
Okay, and that was a rude question. I'm sorry he asked it.
Yeah, thank you for being ageist.
Yeah, exactly, because you sound too young.
Yeah, it just sounds like something, though, that, like, old people would be like, yeah, I love seeing the young kids being youthful.
No, that was not the comment.
All right, okay, but let me ask you, same question I asked Katie. I'm having a big barbecue, and I'm grilling. You know what? Take out the whole party aspect of it. I'm just grilling in the front yard.
Why?
Who cares? What does it matter?
Because I have a reason.
But you're not going to put up the sign that says my backyard's all mud.
I have to tell you something. I don't care what everybody else thinks. If they think that I have no mud in my backyard and I'm just trying to show off my fierce Amazon splash pad.
Right.
I am fine with that.
But you know who does care? Your husband.
My stupid husband.
He's very self-conscious about what people think about him, which is why he only wears the finest clothes and dresses to the...
He is the king of Kirkland.
It is funny that he is the king of Kirkland, and this is his...
This is what pushed him over the edge.
This is too far for him. Keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. And thank you, Kathy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're a little over halfway through the Olympics, I think. I don't know. I'm actually not really sure. But the Olympics this year seem like they have been extra spicy and super fun. And, like, even if you're not into the sporting aspect of the Olympics, there's been so much drama and hilarity just going around. And this is what happened yesterday. A French pole vaulter, which is funny that he's a pole vaulter, named Anthony Ammirati. Now, before we get into this story, I'm just going to say, Katie, you've not been... really paying attention because you've been going through a lot of stuff with your broken hand.
Right.
So I'm going to give you just like a crash course on all the stuff that's been going on in the Olympics. This guy, Anthony Ammirati, and if you want to see this, and ladies, you do want to see this, text the word pole to 909-1065. He's a pole vaulter. And the story was that he lost the medal because as he was going over the pole, his gigantic package hit the pole and knocked it off.
Yeah.
And you can watch it in slow motion, and it is gigantic. Like, if that was an Olympic sport, gold medal. But it turns out, though, that it was not that hit the pole. It was his leg that hit it first, but it does hit it.
Oh, it hits it.
Yeah, so if you want to see that, text the word pole, and you can watch the video. But there's also this story with, first of all, Simone Biles. We got to talk about Simone Biles.
Okay.
She has been kicking so much ass, it's stupid. And the other person that everybody was excited for was, Kevin, do you remember?
Sunny Lee.
Suni Lee.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Suni Lee won the gold at the last Olympics, and Simone Biles won the gold at the Olympics prior to that. It has become very apparent that the only reason why Suni Lee won gold at all was because Simone Biles did not compete in the last Summer Olympics. Then Katie Ledecky, who is our Olympic swimmer, beat second place by 10 seconds.
Which is crazy for swimming, because they literally have sensors on the wall where they touch at the end so that they can know exactly who won, because it's that close usually.
Usually it's hundredths of a second.
Yeah.
10 full seconds. That's crazy. Then there's the really funny stuff. First of all, there's a story about two different shooters, one a man, one a woman. The first one is from South Korea. Her name is Kim Yeji. And she showed up and she looked like she walked right out of the Matrix. Have you seen this, Kevin?
Nah.
She looks like she's from the future. She has this like super stoic look on her face while she's shooting a gun. And she has all these like little, like, it looks like mirrors and scopes like hanging down off of her eyes. Google her real fast.
I'm gonna
do it
right now.
Her name is Kim Yeji. And she just looks like an assassin from the year 3000. As scary as she is, the other thing that people love about her is she competes with a little stuffed elephant dangling from her belt.
What?
Okay. Then the Turkish guy showed up. And all of these shooters have like all of these like scopes, like I said, and mirrors and stuff. He shows up completely unprepared, just stands there, hand in pocket, puts his gun up, pop, 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 shoots it, and then looks super unassuming and like he is bored by his event, wins the silver. Then we find out that that guy not only showed up unprepared for it, he also has an Instagram where it's just pictures of him and his cats.
What?
Like, we have run out of time, but there are so many stories. I didn't even talk about all the triathletes that when they were done swimming in the Seen River, I think I'm saying that right, Seen River.
Yeah, they got sick.
They all threw up violently.
Yeah.
Because the river's so polluted.
What? See, the mayor of Paris or whatever was supposed to get in the river to prove that it wasn't.
She never did.
And she never did.
Because it never got cleaned. Like, it never met the inspection. And like, we didn't even get into the controversy over the Algerian female boxer that everybody all of a sudden decided was a transgender person, and she's not. No,
I kept, okay, again, very heavily medicated, broken hand surgery, all these things.
Yeah,
I was seeing all these things about that,
right? Of course you were. The internet blew up about it,
and I was like,
she's not transgender. Algeria doesn't even allow transgender or transitioning. She is a woman that was born with X and Y chromosomes, and because we don't understand science and that is something that happens naturally in the natural world, all of these crazies, like Logan Paul, of all people, just said, she's a man and we allowed a man to beat up a woman.
Wow.
No, that's not what happened.
Wow.
And of course, in classic American fashion, nobody retracted or apologized. So anyway, there's your Olympic briefing.
Thank you.
We're a little over halfway done. I can't wait to see what's coming up next. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.